We had turnpikes when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And every 5 miles, I had a toll gate on there.
Oh, really?
And you had to pay to travel that road.
Mm-hmm.
And this toll gate was a house that was built right out to the roadway,
mm-hmm.
with a porch comes out, and a pole across the road over yonder with a weight in the back. In other words, it had a pole fastened to an upright post, and on the back part here, it had some rocks piled into a box. So when you unhook this thing here at the porch, well, that pole would go up in the air like this, you see,
mm-hmm.
to let the passage under.
Yeah.
Called a toll gate.
Uh-huh.
And then when this party passed through, let him be in a wagon, riding a horse or in a buggy, or even there was some still there when the automobile days
mm-hmm.
begun. After this party passed through, you pull this pole back down there. Hooked it under a deal to hold it there.
Yeah.
So you didn't get on, you didn't get past that toll gate until you paid your pikage, we call it.
Paid your pikage?
Pikage, they call it. They call that, they call those roads turnpikes.
Uh-huh. What were they made out of?
Well, they'd grade this road up and they'd haul gravel out of the river or the creek and,
uh-huh.
and top it or beat limestone rock and top it with that. Beat with a hammer. Man sit down at a pile of rock and beat those things into about, oh, I'll say from 3/4 of an inch to an inch size. And then they haul that stuff and spread it on that road.
Okay.
And they were privately owned, you see. They were company owned.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our turnpikes we have in this country now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pennsylvania Turnpike and all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are. A lot of them was owned by a corporation
yeah.
instead of being maintained by the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, suppose you a little road that goes off the main road. Is that the country road?
Yeah, that's a side road. That is an expression used for that.
Uh-huh.
Road so and so would go off the little side road.
Okay, suppose you came to a man's farm for the public road. And came to the turnoff going down to the man's house. What would you call that road?
Well, if it's just a little short distance, why is it called a lane?
Mm-hmm.
That is to get away from the main road he is traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's down, it is a little lane, mm-hmm. and it's on both sides that he went down to get into his place. Other times it'd be where he went in a little. Grassy lot or something of the kind and went on down to his house.
Mm-hmm.
But ordinarily that was called a lane to get off the main road
okay.
down to his home where his house and barn was and things like that.
Okay. And something along the side of the street in a city now for people to walk on?
That sidewalk. There were sidewalks as far back as I can remember.
Okay.
And they were laid out of brick when I was a boy around the square up here.
Yeah.
Ordinary brick, like you build a brick house out of. Read that off and lay them there in there.
Yeah.
It's laid in different figures. Some diagonal, some square, across, some lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of, there's only who's putting it down. Those old bricklayers that are putting this brick down, put them in place.
Uh-huh.
Had ideas, you know. Run a section of a diagonal this way,
mm-hmm.
across. And maybe then the next section he'd go down, he went this way, diagonal across
yeah.
that sidewalk. And then some would work him out a figure here. Start in the middle, get the middle and start with one brick or half a brick.
Yeah.
And lay those bricks around, just squaring around till he filled up the space. Different figures, that is just a matter of taste
yeah.
of the man that is putting them down.
Okay.